One third of the Lenten season has passed. We begin now the second trimester of Lent. And so the church puts before us the opportunity to reflect on what this season is and means for us, and to encourage us if there is need to make a midterm correction on our observance of the season. The passage from the Gospel is addressed to Jesus' contemporaries, but is primarily addressed to the religious leadership. In the passages immediately before this 13th chapter, Jesus is talking to the chief priests and to the scribes of the people. There was a belief on the part of that leadership that those who observed the law would be rewarded by God with prosperity, with health, and with good fortune. And that those who did not observe the law would suffer illness, and would suffer calamity. And so when something calamitous happened, the assumption was it happened to those people because they were sinners. And it's that mentality that is operating in the first part of today's gospel. There were Galileans, people who had come south from Galilee to offer sacrifice at the temple. And they were murdered by order of Pilate. And then as an act of total disrespect, the blood from those murdered Galileans was sprinkled on the sacrificial offerings in the temple. And Jesus says, now do you think that because this happened to these people that that means they're sinners? Says not at all. Or the 18 people who were at the side of the temple when the Tower of Siloam fell and crushed them. I mean, do you think these were the greatest sinners in all of Jerusalem that day? Not at all. Jesus was saying to the leadership that observing the law by itself does not render a person holy or sinful. Dotting every I and crossing every T is not the issue. The issue is much deeper. The issue is to be found in the manner in which one loves the Lord God and one's neighbor. The issue is found in terms of relationships. Relationship to God and relationship to one's neighbor, and particularly to the care that is given to those who are on the margin or those who are on the outside. Jesus is trying to get them to understand that that's the heart of what it is to be a believer. In every age and in every religious tradition, there are extremists. And extremists often try to identify everything that happened as the direct action of God. A few months ago, there were some religious spokespersons, commentators, who said that the earthquake in Haiti was God's punishment on people who practice voodoo. A few years ago, there were religious leaders and commentators who said Hurricane Katrina was a punishment upon the city of New Orleans for immorality. 60 years ago, there were religious leaders like Father Coughlin, the radio priest, or like Charles Lindbergh, who said the slaughter of Jews by the Nazis was the will of God to punish the race for killing the Messiah. People actually say things like that. And they attribute catastrophes, whether humanly born catastrophe or catastrophe of nature, to God's vengeance and punishment. And that's really what was happening. That's really what Jesus was trying to address with the leadership of his day. This is not the work of God. Things happen. And you cannot presume that because something bad happens to an individual, that that person is sinful. Now we go on to the second part of the gospel, and that's the parable about the fig tree. Now you need to know something about fig trees. The first 3 years after a tree is planted, it bears no fruit. Then for the next 3 years, it does bear fruit, but the fruit is not edible. It's a very sour-tasting fruit. And it's only after that, that the owner of an orchard can expect to get fruit that can be eaten. So this man had come to the orchard, to the vineyard, for 9 years. 3 years when there was no fruit, 3 years when he expected the fruit to be inedible, and then 3 years and it still did not bear. Now the message that Jesus is giving is that just because it looks good, this goes back to the earlier part, doesn't mean it is good. The tree looked good, the tree had been growing for 9 years, the tree was leafing, the tree looked healthy. The assumption was the tree was not diseased, it should be bearing fruit, and it wasn't. It looked good, but it didn't work. Jesus is saying to the scribes and to the Pharisees, you look good, you dot all the I's, you cross all the T's, you observe all, but it doesn't work for you. It's got nothing to do with your heart. So why does the church put this before us today? Well, it's part of an opportunity to examine ourselves around the season of Lent. We've been into the season for a couple of weeks, and it's time to take stock. How are we using this time? What are we doing with this season to respond more generously to the invitation to be a disciple of the Lord? And what the Lord is asking is something of the heart. Now, in the story of the fig tree, it's the gardener who says to the owner of the vineyard, "Now be patient, just give some time. This might yet work out." The Lord is immensely patient. And the Lord's patience never ever runs out. The Lord's patience is eternal. You know, what runs out is my time. What ran out was time for those Galileans. They came down from Galilee to offer sacrifice. They didn't have the foggiest idea that they would never return, that they would die. Those 18 citizens of Jerusalem who left their home in the morning and went out to do business and happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time when the Tower of Siloam fell, they had no idea that was going to happen. Their time ran out. And that's the import of the passage. My time may run out. It certainly will, and I don't know when. And so what the Lord is saying is, don't put it off. If there is something that you need to do to address your relationship with the Lord, do it now. If there is something you need to do to address your relationship with others, do it now. The Lord is patient. The Lord is always willing to forgive and always willing to reconcile. The question is, how much time do I have to do that? On the day Lent opened, on Ash Wednesday, the scripture said to me and to you, now is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. So as we come to the end of the first third of the season of Lent, what the church says to us again is, now is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation.